What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thank you, Jeremy. 248-539-9797. We have some ticket texts here. And they're not about AJ.
Oh, yeah.
Who colors their bozo ring? The answer is Rieger. He had an episode with Head Spray. Ask around. That's from Scott in Waterford.
Head Spray?
Head Spray.
Oh, so he tried to color it in? Like the...
He'll be here later.
He's out there now, but I think he did something, did a show with Rieger, or with Rico, and Rico called him out for it. Kind of like the time when Stoney got his dyed, and there was still
tried to deny it.
It was dial over his neck. Dripping. I go, "Oh, you got your hair cut?" And he goes, no, I didn't. And I go, "Well, what's all that stuff on your neck?"
So, did you do that yourself, or did you have somebody do that?
No, somebody did. And they did it improperly. And
they also didn't wash it out well, because if a professional did it, you should never have dye dripping down your neck.
No, it was bad.
But this was like the day after.
Pretty much, probably, yeah.
No shower involved?
She didn't want, or he didn't, whatever. Clearly did something wrong.
Just working on the timeline.
Yeah. Hey, Gov, the proper term for the bozo ring is actually called the power donut.
Power donut. I thought that was used for hemorrhoids.
Oh, gosh.
Don't you sit on one of those if you sit on the power donut?
I believe we call that male pattern baldness. That's would Heather date somebody with a bozo ring?
No.
So it's a deal breaker.
For sure. On the first date? I mean, if I started dating you with a full head of hair and then you started losing it, that's a different story. I would encourage you to have a new hairstyle, right?
Right.
Like,
Colin ends up losing his hair and he's got a bozo ring. Sorry, buddy, it's over.
Yeah, what if that happened over time?
Like, well, it could happen over time.
And so all of a sudden he goes, I think I'm going to go with the bozo ring.
No, I would say, honey, no, let me work on that. Let me just shave it all off. You know, you don't keep that
little
bit of hair.
You'd always see the shiny top. Could you just be looking down? And?
Well, he's lucky because he's married to somebody who's done hair, so you could make him, look better if he had to possibly need a bozo ring. Or as this person says, guys, it's not a bozo ring, it's the George Jefferson.
Shows you how outdated it is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Back then, people were insecure about going bald.
Yeah.
Can we get a drop of Bozo Ring for Valenti?
Yeah.
All right. You mentioned going out to dinner, Heather. You went out to dinner or on a date or something like that, right?
Yes. Oh, on a first date.
On a first date.
Yes, I did.
There was a study, or the Huffington Post, basically. Red flags on dinner dates. What are your major red flags on dinner dates?
Okay.
And I want your opinion on these. Number one, they play games with seating.
What do you mean? Like,
in other words, the person decides, I'm going to sit here, you sit here.
Oh, like they tell me where I have to sit?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. I've never experienced that. I don't think if they pulled out my chair and said, here, have a seat, I'd be like, oh, thank you.
Well, okay. The way that this is stated, these are all
red flags coming
from chefs, waiters, waitresses, when they see like things that they identify as red flags when they see couples meet for the first time.
Right. They say one of the worst examples happens when someone with a party of two requests a bigger table, like a four top, in a clearly very busy restaurant.
It's a power move.
I see
move.
That. I get that one more than somebody telling me where to sit.
Right. Yeah. So sometimes if we're going to go that angle where, they say, hey, tell you where you want to sit. If it's one of those tables where like part of it is a bench, like a booth, or the other one is a chair.
Yes.
Do you have a preference where you would sit?
I do.
Yeah.
And it's all because of my back. I'd rather sit in a chair than a bench.
Than a bench. Mm-hmm. Okay. I usually,
I pick a booth.
I always pick the one where I can see the door.
Oh.
So I don't like to have my back to the door.
Why?
I want to be able to see people coming and going.
Okay.
I want to know where the exits are.
Okay. I've never even thought about that one. I remember like my mom would sit there and say, she would sit there if they see this. Oh, well, wait, I don't want to sit too close to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Like because it's too much traffic.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. But this is, how about this? The person orders for you without consultation.
That's, I wouldn't like that.
No.
Especially the way this
She'll
article
have a
is
steak.
Written.
Give her the hot dog.
Well, I get the, I make my order, there's some fries and I'll get the, do you really need the fries? I'll get that.
Oh, well then, so this is not a first date, right? Cindy is looking out for your health.
Yes.
It's not sitting down going, well, I'm going to have have the ribeye with mashed potatoes and the little lady here, she's going to have a salad.
No. Well, that's basically what this article says. It's like, no, she doesn't need that. She just wants a salad without dressing.
Right.
Like what?
They treat staff unprofessionally.
Oh,
Like if they never say thank you. Is
if
that
you're rude to wait staff, that's a big red flag.
Oh, sure. I know.
For sure. Yeah.
What about if the person complains about things to the waiter or waitress?
Like about their meal? Oh, this is undercooked. I don't want this. Take this back. That kind of complaining or what? You're too slow bringing me water?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, the latter, actually.
Well, I think
if your food's not served properly,
and politely,
complain.
There's nothing wrong with saying something. But if you're rude and being mean, then that's a problem. I think there's a right way to say things in a wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah. Say you and Colin are on a first date and he orders a steak. Mm-hmm. He doesn't order anything for you. Just, he lets you order what you want. And it comes and he says, I wanted a rare steak. This is too well done. There's a respectful way to do it. And so I guess the question I have is, if that situation arises, do you see that more as him being assertive? Or if he doesn't, just accepts it, is he a guy that you think is going to get just pushed around?
Yeah, if he says this isn't what I wanted, but he eats it anyway.
Yeah.
Then I'd rather him be confident and know what he wants and say, yes, I did order this rare and it's
because
well done.
Chances are,
give it back.
Now sometimes there are occasions where the wait staff will leave it under the light or whatever too long. But if it's not cooked to your preference or it's cold or whatever, that's usually not the waitress's or waiter's fault. A lot of times if your meal is not prepared the way you want it, it's usually it's the kitchen's fault. And
sure,
you're taking your angst out on the server as opposed to who it should be.
Right,
who,
yeah.
Who you have no, you know, way of communicating with.
Right. Don't shoot the messenger because of the message.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Just be respectful and say, this isn't how I wanted it.
Yes.
I didn't ask for it this way. I asked for a different way.
Right.
Could you please ask the chef to redo this?
What if you were on a date and first date and the person expected you to split the check with them?
Oh, I've had that happen before.
Oh, yeah.
I've had it happen where, oh, my gosh, I don't have my wallet and I pay for everything. And it was, I won't say who it was with, but it was.
A former professional athlete.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who would, you would imagine, and it.
You would think could afford to pay.
And it, you know, whatever, I paid for the meal. I paid for what we ate and that was it. And maybe it was like a test to see like, oh, what is she going to do?
Uh-huh.
Like was, maybe like, was she just out on a date with me because I can pay for things or does she want to be on a date with me?
I don't know. I think the dude just forgot his wallet.
Maybe. Maybe so. Yeah. Still strange, but whatever. That was a long time ago.
John, do you ever send your food back if it's not cooked the way you want it?
Oh, sure. I've done that many times with a steak.
Mm-hmm.
And because we had this happen this weekend where I was out with, it was Ellie and some of the coaches for the baseball team down in Canton, Ohio. We went to a restaurant and I told the lady, because there was a special, and it was, hey, you get this and along with it, you get this dessert. And I'm like, oh, that sounds perfect. And so I said, I would like my steak rare. And she says, oh, well, on this one, we can't cook it rare. We can, the lowest we can do is medium. And I said, okay, well, then I don't want the deal. I'll go with this steak. Can you cook this steak rare? She said, yes. They brought it and, you know, it was, if it hadn't been rare, especially since we went through that whole rigmarole, I would have sent it back. And I have sent back steaks that like, I'm not going to pay for this. I'm not going to eat this because it's way too much done. Way too well done.
It's way too much done. I can't take this. Take back.
Yeah, and they can't. It's not like it's the other way around where they can reheat it.
No, no, no. You have to actually come back with a different steak.
We have some ticket texts here. I'm an enforcement officer. In every single training class I've ever taken, the first thing you got to do is survey the surroundings. Spot on, John. That's from Brian and Novi. John, next time you're out to dinner as a company, order for Doug, rare tomahawk, chili cheese dog at a Shirley Temple, no vegetables. Yes. That's Scott and Carlton.
Yes. Yes. I'll order mine and I'll say, yeah, and the little fella here, he's going to have a steak.
Ask any veteran. We always face the door. Mm-hmm. I'm with you, Jansen. I always face the entrance to watch people walking in and out. That's J. Rick in Woodhaven. Is Jansen Tony Soprano worried about a hit? Had to see the door. That's from Dave and Romeo.
Hey, you never know what's going to happen. Just want to be prepared.
And finally, it's not a bozo ring. It's called a cul-de-sac. Guys.
Bozo ring sounds like some kind of...
Okay.
Toy.
Bozo the clown. He had a bozo ring.
Mark in Kalamazoo texting, guys, I once had a customer who not only had a bozo ring, but a ponytail with it.
Right. Yeah. I've seen that before, too. That's what you were alluding to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've heard it referred to as the skullet.
That's the ring with the tail.
Yeah.
The skullet.
The skullet.
The skullet. Wow.
So that's supposed to be a party in front still? And business. No, party in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, business in front. Yes.
Yes, there you go.
Our telephone number 248-539-9797.
Hey, in sports, when you're sidelined by an injury, it sure as heck is personal. And the same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you're going to need an attorney who makes it personal. That someone is David Femininio. His slogan, get David, get paid. To him, it's not just a slogan. It's his promise to take care of you. So if you or someone you know has been injured, tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH. Or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered.
Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The Brain Fart, 248-539-9797.
Too many of those last night.
Yeah, there were too many. Absolutely. Hey, let me ask you this. Jeremy Otto had it in his update.
Okay.
Do you think people care that the Michigan Panthers are leaving?
I think for those sentimental fans, sure. It kind of feels like a loss for the city, but I don't know that there's enough people that were actually going to the games for it to actually matter. I watched them, but it was never. I never felt the motivation to go downtown to see it in person.
Did you ever get emotional in watching the game where you, oh my God, I can't believe they did this, or what a bad play by
I can get wrapped up in any game like that. It could be a action at middle of the season. I'm going to choose
because
sides.
Because it's football. Because basically, football, yeah. With all due respect, it wasn't like the first incarnation was more of a major. The UFL, it's minor league.
Oh, yeah, there's no question it's minor league. Yeah, yeah. It's not like the first iteration. Right. It's so my attachment to the Panthers was more. It's because Mike Nolan was one of the coaches that was on a team that I played for. I know Mike and Kathy, and so I watched because it's football. I watched because it's them. But again, I never had the urge to buy tickets and take the family down to see him at Ford Field.
I think you could have found a seat.
I think there would have been some good seats available.
Yes, and I think they would have. You could maybe have gotten in without even going into your wallet, probably.
Possibly. didn't want to go that. I don't even know that the tickets were that expensive, which is the problem, the operating expenses of Ford Field. So, yeah, I am curious, too. Is anybody out there care? Yeah. Disappointed?
Because, as much as I love the uniforms and I like the fact that I love the old Michigan Panthers because I love the USFL.
Sure.
Because it's football, it's bigger, but it's like if the Motor City Cruise left. Nobody cares.
Right. And it's football, spring football.
Right.
I'm still going to watch whether they're, it doesn't change how I view, maybe they're the Panthers of Boise. I don't know if that's where they, this franchise ends up landing.
The Boise Spuds.
Yes. I'm still going to watch. And so it doesn't affect me at all because, again, I wasn't going down to Ford Field, so I'll still watch them.
We have some texts asking John Jansen if he has ever sent a steak back is like asking a bear if it poops in the woods.
Yes, I think the answer is probably obvious.
I was a kitchen manager, and by far the servers were notorious for not putting in special instructions and not picking up the order. So the idea that the cooks are wrong is laughable. Oh. I said, I'm not saying all of them, but...
Well, you did place blame.
Yeah, well, yes, you're right. I would assume that since the waiter or the waitress is writing things down...
Right. No matter, it's a win or a loss. It's all on the team, whether it's the server, it's the cook, it's the product that comes to the table that's not right.
Right.
You got to ask for it to be right.
Robin Avan says, I was a chef for 20 years. Believe it or not, it's typically a server issue. Didn't ring something in, missing an item, so the kitchen fixes the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good to know.
The last one on that list was, and I don't think we got to it, was tipping badly.
Yeah.
If you're on a first date, Heather, I guess we're going to you for all of this advice.
I typically, if I'm on a first date, I'm probably not seeing the bill unless they forget their wallet.
Right.
Because they're going to pick up the bill. So they're going to pay for it. So I don't know if they tip.
You wouldn't even know
what
they tipped. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yep. All right. It's time for news. And here's Heather.
So that Coldplay Kiss Cam cheating scandal was all the talk this weekend, right? Everybody saw it. Everybody talked about it. Well, Andy Byron, the guy obviously who was caught in the Kiss Cam scandal, has since resigned from his job. He was the CEO of this big tech company, right? Astronomer. And I'm sure he's no doubt ruined his marriage. I don't know the status of his marriage because he has yet to release a statement. But anyway, now people are wondering if there is anything that he can do, like sue Coldplay for ruining his life. A legal expert does say he technically could, but he would have to get really creative. So one attorney is saying that he would have to sue for defamation, specifically as it relates to Chris Martin characterizing the two of them as having an affair. Because remember, during the concert, Chris Martin said, "You're either having an affair or really shy." Those were like statements he made. And then on top of all of that, so you could sue for that, right? The attorney also explains that in order for Byron to prove that Chris Martin's remarks were defamatory, he would have to prove that there wasn't an affair in the first place, which obviously... Right.
Wouldn't they have to prove that Chris Martin knew beforehand that these people were having an affair or even knew the person?
Yes. So on top of then having to prove that there was an affair, they would then also have to prove that Chris Martin knew or should have known that this CEO was not in fact cheating, but made this statement. Anyway, so yes, there's probably no way he could sue, but he could attempt to sue. Yeah.
Just have a little personal responsibility and own it. Live with the consequences. Try and make amends any way you. And it doesn't mean make up with your wife. But
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen either. But own your own actions.
I think this is an extreme reach and far-fetched.
I do,
but
too.
But the more I sat about it just a little bit and thought about it, like the fact that Martin speculated, it could be an affair. Did that make this go that viral? What if he said nothing?
What if they did nothing? Like, his reaction is what started, what triggered everything. So what if they're on the kiss cam and they're just like, oh, hi, and don't try and avoid the camera or completely vacate the premise.
I agree with both of you. I can understand what you're saying. I do think by hearing that word affair said by Chris Martin, it definitely sparked something different within their reaction. The reaction got the attention. Right.
What if he just said the one thing? Oh, look, they're shy. Would have gone as viral as it did?
I don't know if the person who took the video would have sent it. We have no idea.
Yeah.
And also, what was kind of cool to watch, not that they were doing that, was the new technology of the kiss cam with the bubbles or whatever the heck they did. I mean, yeah. I never saw that before.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I haven't either.
But they're usually in the heart.
Yes, the new technology of the bubble. But this looked a little more high tech than the usual kiss cam.
Yes, it was. It was definitely more high tech. Hey, Wayne State University police have arrested that guy in connection with an alleged sexual assault of a student that took place last weekend. You might remember this story. The student allowed an unknown man into her apartment because he needed to use the bathroom. And that's when he lured the student into the bathroom, said he had a knife, was threatening to sexually assault her. While he didn't sexually assault her, he did physically assault her and then left on foot. The guy was found on campus on Monday. He has no ties to the university, but was taken into custody. A disruptive passenger who tried to open an exit door mid-flight while traveling from Nebraska to Detroit is now facing some federal charges. This guy is a Metro Detroit man, a 23-year-old. He's facing a charge of interference with flight crew members and attendants. And passengers on board basically say this guy was acting erratic even before the flight took off, like before they actually boarded, appeared disheveled, appeared to be highly intoxicated or under the influence of something. Once he got on board, he wasn't listening to flight crew instructions. He took off his shoes, which happens. You see that. Yeah. He also took off his shirt. You don't see that often. And then tried to open the door.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody take their shirt off while sitting in their seat on a plane.
No, but only
in the bathroom in the plane.
Right, but that's when you put your shoes back on. You don't want to go to an airplane bathroom without shoes on.
But what's crazy is that, no.
Have you ever taken your shirt off in the bathroom and in the airplane?
I barely fit there to begin with.
Imagine me trying to
get my shirt off in that bathroom?
Then you've got your naked body pushed up against those nasty
walls.
Yeah.
So that you only take the shirt for number two. So that means you've never done a number two on the plane, or you put up with the shirt?
Oh, I've dropped one there before. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Haven't we all?
When the time approaches. Mm-hmm. Not going to wait for landing.
All right. Thank you very much, Heather.
Yep.
248-539-9797. Coming up next, do the Tigers need help at the deadline in this position? 97 won the ticket.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, if you don't have Amazon Prime, it means you can't watch the Red Wings. They're on Monday Night Hockey a few times this year. The schedule just came out. They'll be on against Toronto on October 13th, the first game of their doubleheader. January 5th against Ottawa.
And the Wings are having a doubleheader?
No, I know. And then a doubleheader March 16th against Calgary.
Calgary.
We have some ticket texts. I feel like if Stoney and his sister were on the kiss cam, they wouldn't break apart and run. That's Tom and Flat Rock.
That needs to happen. You guys need to do your version of it. And then we can do it like on social media, Twitter. Hey, if you need a recap of the drop tournament, here's how it went. And they just show you guys as the Coldplay couple.
Maybe at my niece's wedding over Labor Day weekend, we'll do a pose or something.
Would you guys do it if this would be the end of it? It would never come up ever, ever, ever again?
That's an impossibility.
Sure. But I don't think that's possible because somebody just loves bringing it up every 3-4 months. And it ain't me.
It's definitely not your sister.
Yeah. Stoney, how do you dip in an airplane toilet? That's a very good question.
You know what? That's actually the thought I was thinking when you said that. And I didn't want to say it on air because it's disgusting.
It's blue. Wonder if it'll stain.
You don't. All right.
I like how you talk about the Michigan Panthers and those are the responses that are coming in.
Exactly. That shows you how many nobody cares about the Michigan Panthers.
Yeah. You definitely don't want to flush while you're sitting down either.
Yes. Seriously, do you think Jake Bates would be on the Lions if the Panthers, if that team did not play at Ford Field?
Sure. I mean, no matter where he was.
I know they're scouting, but I think it might have, I don't know.
Did it help at all? I don't know. Helped in terms of Jake Bates making the decision.
Right.
Because I'm sure he had other suitors.
Yes.
So if he was very comfortable kicking in Ford Field, knowing that half the games are going to be there, he may have chosen the Lions because of that.
That's a good point. All right. The Tigers. Last night was just such a cluster, you know what. It was just awful. The Perez not touching the plate, the Torkelson going, you know, brain fart. It was ridiculous. And right now they're playing like crap. And, you know, we talked to AJ about it and he didn't, you know, run from it. You can see it. He said, yeah, we gave you, the Cliff Notes version of what's wrong with his team.
Doing. And he said, how do you think?
Right. Well, I didn't want to start off and say, AJ, your team blows. I mean, that's not the way to start. So, yeah. Yes, since the Cleveland Guardians series, they're 3-8. Cleveland, meanwhile, is 10-2. For the first time in a while, the lead in the division is not double digits. But what is concerning to me is now we have added a concern. Because it was going into this deadline in 8 days, got to get one or two bullpen arms, and you need a right-handed bat. And what's more important than all that? And in, you know, third place in the need department would be, you know, we could probably use another starter. Well, the way Casey Mize and Jack Flaherty have pitched lately, the need for another starter might have been amped up. Now, maybe they'll get lightning in a bottle with Trey Melton.
Troy
making his major league debut today. I don't know. So that is on the table as well. They need help everywhere, which to me is kind of like, whoa. They're a 60-win team. They got the second-best record in baseball right now.
Tied for the best.
What do you mean they need a lot? They need a lot. We've watched them play. And it's not, like I said, AJ, it's not like it's just a typical streak that every team goes through. They're showing they have major flaws or that everyone is basically going to poop at the same time. Colt Keith is 1-for-24. Riley Green keeps striking out. The starting pitching that we mentioned, the bullpen in the Seattle series was awful and wasn't great in the Texas series either, although they didn't give up a lot of runs. Their runners in scoring position, John, have been abysmal.
It has been, and it's so uncharacteristic of what this team has been for the large part of the season. They've been opportunistic. When guys have been in scoring position, they've been able to get guys across home plate. They've been able to touch home plate. They've been able to be good in the field to not allow, you know, extra outs in an inning, not allow extra, you know, the extra 90 that ends up costing you like it did last night when Spencer Torkelson didn't hustle to the ball, wasn't aware that O'Neill Cruz was, you know, coming around third base. So all of those things, like AJ said, are very fixable. The question that I have is, what is the priority for Scott Harris? What does he see as, and how are they going to go about filling those priorities and needs? Because they're not just going to redo the entire roster at the trade deadline. We all know that's not going to happen. So are they able to hit two of the three where it's a bullpen arm, it's a bat? Or are they going to, you know, kind of shock everybody and get a starter? I think that would be a bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
And what deals are they going to be able to work? Because you got to have, you know, if Eugenio Suarez is just destined to go to the Yankees because they have more pitching prospects to give up, then you got to move your focus to, okay, who's their number two guy that is a right-handed bat? Who is it better to go get another reliever than whoever that number two is? Can we deal more with this team than that team? That's where you really need a GM that's in tune to all the other teams and get the deal done before anybody else steals somebody that you want.
That's vital. The name, I read something last night that St. Louis is now, they might be more willing to sell than they were a week ago. Arenado's name might come up. I mean, I don't know. He's a really good defensive player. I don't think he's...
There's a lot of different deals you can make with St. Louis. They got some relievers I talked about last week that I would love to get.
Well, so does Colorado. I mean, Kyle McMahon is a third baseman. He strikes out a lot, too, but he does have some pop. And they have a reliever, I believe it's
Bird.
Yeah. Who would really fit in well.
Yeah.
Although, for some strange reason, he only pitches great at home. And in that ballpark, which is a hard park to pitch in, it's kind of bizarre.
There's nuance to everything. And you know, you would think that, you know, Comerica Park would be a good place for him to pitch.
You would think so. I'm scrolling on my Twitter and the Fine Bound picture just came up. I can't stop looking at it.
The clown ring.
Oh, my God.
That'll be something that I never forget. Honestly, when Gubb said it, I'm like, he was looking at his hand? Like, did Paul Feinbaum get some ring that I don't know about? Had no idea you were talking about his hair. No idea. And now Stoney can't get past it.
I know.
That's the slang me and my friends always used for that hair.
No, you're not alone.
Oh, I'm not saying you're alone. I'm just saying I'm not. I don't have the bald guy conversations. So I just don't know.
Why did you even bring this up again?
Sorry.
You're distracted by what's online instead of...
Okay, yeah. You're right. I've been pretty...
This is why we don't look at screens while we talk.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Right, so we don't put them up on.
Can't fathom in my head of common sense why somebody would not choose to just shave it all off. And instead, wow, this looks better on me. See?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that reason because I don't have that situation. And so did he sit there at one point? Did he wear the fake bald head and say, well, I just want to know what it looks like when I'm all bald? And then he looked at it and he took the fake bald head off and said, well, I like the clown ring better.
No, he just won't give it up. He won't accept fate.
Maybe, and this is just, I'm trying not to give him too much credit for this. Maybe he realizes, all right, I'm Paul Feinbaum. I'm somewhat famous, whatever word you want to use. I'm
recognizable.
Somewhat of a celebrity, yeah. Maybe I can do this as a shtick. So I'll have something, my calling card will be not just SEC honk, but SEC honk with colored bozo ring.
I don't know. I mean, if Paul Feinbaum walked in here today and he walked in completely bald, would he be as recognizable as he would be with the clown ring or the bozo ring?
If he had his glasses on, yes, because he's got big ass ears.
Yeah, it'd take a second to get used to. I'm just like, I don't know why I didn't do it 15 years ago when you knew what the, it was inevitable, in the words of Thanos.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you saw the way nature was heading.
Or he could have taken that trip that a lot of people seem to take, go to Turkey and get their hair trained.
Oh, if he walked in with a full head of hair, you'd never recognize him.
Oh, I know.
I don't know, maybe Rieger still got the spray paint. Just paint the whole thing.
We'll be seeing him in a few minutes. You can ask him.
I will. Yes. I'll ask him, yeah.
All right, our telephone number is 248-539-9797. More important than Paul Feinbaum's bozo ring and that it's got colored is, do the Tigers have a starting pitching problem? 97 on the ticket.
Hey, Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in the great state of Michigan for over 25 years. That's 2.5 decades where they've had the focus of using the highest quality ingredients. And you can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in every single thing that they release. With that dedication in mind, their all-day IPA is crafted for every and any moment. It's easy drinking, refreshing, and flavorful. All-day IPA is the kind of IPA that's never out of place. So whether it's a tailgating, we got a great, tailgates coming up here in the fall, grilling in the backyard, hitting the beach, maybe you're on the boat or just kicking back. It's smooth, full of flavor, and endlessly crushable. It goes where the good times are. Look for All Day IPA at the store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
.248/539/9797. Tigers hoping to salvage a game in Pittsburgh this afternoon right here at 97 on the ticket. Troy Melton, who was the Tigers' fourth round pick by Al Avila in the 2022 amateur draft out of San Diego State University. He's an Aztec.
SDSU.
That's right.
Yep, number 10 prospect in the minor league system for the Tigers.
So this year so far, for those of you who are keeping score at home, he has a record of 2-1, a 3.23 ERA, and a whip of 1.3 with 45 strikeouts and where's walks on here? 11 walks. That's pretty good. That was in Toledo. Yeah. That was in 2023, actually.
So 2025 in Erie, he was 2-1 with a 3.2 ERA. That was over 39 innings pitched, 40 hits, 11 bases on balls. When he was brought up to Toledo, he's 0-2, 0-2, 2.72 ERA, 33 hits, 9 walks, 56 strikeouts, and that's over 36 and a third innings.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, he does have some good stuff. Like AJ said, they're excited about him. I'm excited to see him today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, you hope maybe you can catch some lightning in a bottle because, like I said, and obviously nobody seems to care, the Tigers, I believe, have some starting pitching problems, with the exception of one, Tarek Skubal, and probably Reese Olson. Has been pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's funny because about 10 days ago, if you were lining up your rotation for a
postseason series,
it would be, in my mind, 10 days ago, it would have been Skubal, Mize, Olson, Flaherty. Right now, maybe a little premature, but what the hell, I'd just flip-flop Olson and
right,
Mize.
I probably would have done that. Now, he was coming off injury,
right,
you know, 10 days ago. But before he went down, I would have thought that it probably would have been Skubal, Olson, Mize, Flaherty. So, I mean,
right.
We'll see when we get there. There's going to be other, you know, up and down swings throughout the course of the rest of this season. It's not like, you know, the postseason is right around the corner. It's getting closer, but the immediate concern is what is Scott Harris going to do at the trade deadline
right.
to make this team better and more competitive?
And as much as, you know, most of us believe you need bullpen help, if you can't score a lot of runs, your bullpen ain't going to help you. Because, you know, they did score 5 yesterday from people who probably will not be significant offensive contributors in the postseason. But up until that, they haven't been scoring a lot of runs. So what good's your bullpen if you can't score runs?
Right. And what did I say? It was since the All-Star break, they have scored a total of 8 runs. And 5 of those were yesterday.
Yeah.
So it was no runs in the first game against Texas, no runs in the first game against Pittsburgh. It was 1 in the second game, and then their win, the Skubal win, they only scored 2 runs.
Right, and the one run they got on Saturday, Riley Green hit a home run in like the 9th inning.
Yeah.
It's kind of meaningless, but it was a run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have issues. They have major issues to be a World Series participant.
Mm-hmm.
And if those issues do not get fixed, then we're going to be I think we'll be in the playoffs, but we'll be disappointed again.
Well, and AJ's right, right? Some of that has to come within.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, you need to see more consistency from Riley Green, from Colt Keith, Spencer Torkelson, Javi. It has to get back to where he was earlier in the season. Veerling needs to come along, and I think he will. He'll be better than he's been in his first, 25, 30 at-bats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since he's been back from the second injury stint, all of these guys are going to be a little bit better. I think the biggest question is Parker Meadows. I mean, he's had plenty of opportunity. What are they going to do with him? And we ran out of time. I did want to ask AJ about that because last year they sent him down, came back up, and it wasn't like he was lighting the world on fire, but he was much more effective.
Correct. Well, according to, you know, one of our callers earlier in the program, there should be no doubt.
Oh, yes,
who
superstar.
They call up.
The superstar.
The superstar.
Akil
Baddoo.
Mm-hmm.
That to me.
That was entertaining.
Yes. Highlight of the show, like usually, you know, we've even mentioned when your kids say, what did you talk about on the radio today, Dad?
Yeah.
Well, we talked about Bozo rings and Akil Baddoo being a superstar. That's going to be the first thing they come up with.
Yeah, and you know, no matter what we're doing later today, I think when we always run into listeners and they, you know, want to talk about the show, the number one thing they'll actually probably talk about is the Bozo ring.
Probably, yes. Speaking of which, Jeff Rieger has entered the studio.
You're spot on with the segues today.
I know. Because you only can make fun of the ones you love.
We just get right into it, eh? Yeah. I can't even walk in here before I say a word, before
he
getting
announced
crucified.
Your presence.
I know.
Yeah, he called me a bozo. By the way, do you remember the bozo show? The
Oh, yeah. Saturday yeah. morning, WGN.
Was it Saturday? I thought it was weekday mornings.
Oh, no, I think it was Saturday morning.
Do you remember the grand...
Might have been both.
Do you remember the grand prize game?
Yes, I wanted
with
to
with the ping pong
so
balls?
Bad.
So bad, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.